let's invite the presence of the Holy Spirit as we hear the Pentecost story anew today. Let's pray our prayer for illumination. Lord of heaven and earth, pour out on us the abundant gifts of your Holy Spirit. May the work begun by the Spirit on the day of Pentecost continue in us as we hear your word and do your will. Amen.
I'll be reading this morning from the book of Acts, second chapter, verses 1 through 4. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And then from Galatians 4, 1 through 7. What I am saying is that as long as the heir is a child, he is no different from a slave, although he owns the whole estate. He is subject to guardians and trustees until the time set by his father. So also, when we were children, we were in slavery under the basic principles of the world. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir.
Let us pray together. Almighty God, now as we turn to your word once again, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This truly is a special day in the life of our church. And certainly the service is just packed with signs and symbols of the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the presence of the Holy Spirit. It was 10 days after the ascension of Jesus, when Jesus ascended into heaven and all of his disciples stood there watching him. When they were reminded by a couple of men who were there that Jesus had told them that he was going to send someone after them and that what they should do is stay in Jerusalem. And when this advocate, when this helper had come along, they would know what to do next. And so they were gathered on the festival of Pentecost, really a festival celebrating the early first fruits of the harvest there in the Middle East, when suddenly a great wind blew through the room that they were in, and tongues of fire lit on them. And like a dove, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they began to speak in other languages. And this has always been one of those manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And it was in this act that Jesus' presence became fully known to the apostles there. And from there, this movement spread. And so that's how we come to our reading in the book of Galatians. We find this church in Galatia, And just to rehash some of where we've already been with that church in Galatia, we have found a people that are a little bit confused about the requirements of what it means to be a Christian. Paul had taught them that when they received the Holy Spirit, there was nothing else they needed to do to enjoy the grace of God. That grace was fully realized. Just as a baby, when we baptize a baby, we are reminded of God's love for us and that we don't do anything to deserve it. You know, babies are cute, but unless they are models that are receiving a paycheck, they really don't gain anything for us. In fact, they're costly. They cost food, they cost plenty of diapers, and they cost hours of sleep at night. And even when they grow up, the hours of sleep don't really stop. Ours were awake at 4:15 this morning wanting to sleep with mommy and daddy. It's one of those things that is both a joy and a great frustration on the morning before you have many, many things in the context of a worship service. And yet, we see in these children the presence of God, and we're reminded of how much God loves us in every smile, in every cry, in everything that they do. These are signs of God's love for us. Paul writes to this church that he is writing to in Galatia that because of the Holy Spirit, they are no longer slaves to sin, but they are children of God, brothers and sisters with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that means that we enjoy all of the privileges that come along with that sonship, with that daughtership, with being children of God. But most of all, we receive this gift of the Holy Spirit. We receive it as grace in our lives to live our lives free from sin. One of the passages that I read in our baptismal liturgy was actually from last week's reading, which is that in baptism, in Christ, we are all one in Christ. We are no longer Jew nor Gentile, no longer slave nor free, no longer male nor female. All of those distinctions have been torn down. And as we gather together at the table of our Lord, it's another visual reminder of those distinctions being destroyed. All of us are welcome at the table, no matter who we are or what we are or where we've come from. No matter how many zeros are attached to the end of our nest egg, no matter how expensive the car that we drive, no matter how many cars we can fit into our garages, all of those things don't matter when it comes to coming to the table of our Lord. All are equal at this table, and we gather around it together as one family. In the Holy Spirit, all of those distinctions are destroyed. And we all sit at the same table as brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even those who are fans of the New York Yankees, believe it or not, they're welcome at the table too. And so we celebrate. We celebrate on this day with our sacraments, with the messages of the gospel from our children, with the songs that we sing, with the prayers that we pray, all of these things coming together on the day of Pentecost today as visual reminders, as auditory reminders, as we smell the bread and as we taste the cup, all five senses being reminded that God loves us, that God cares for us as God's children. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. Let us pray together. Most holy God, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to gather around the font to gather around the table, to gather around your word as equals, as your people. We pray that your Holy Spirit, which has been poured out on us today, would continue to dwell in us, that you would continue to free us from sin each day, that you would give us opportunities to be your servants and to show the entire world, as those early disciples did, that we are yours, that you love us, and that you love all of those that we happen to come into contact with. So continue to guide us, Holy Spirit, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.